It is Today FM. To get in contact today, 0874 100 102. I'm delighted to tell you that Imagination and the Misfit Kid is out now, the second much anticipated album from Labyrinth, and he joins me on the line. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Bob. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. The product is good. The last time we spoke was Oxygen 2013 with a bespectacled Labyrinth with a very tight haircut, which has since changed to an afro with a little feather on the side, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I'm totally good. Yeah, I know. It's so wild. A lot of people, when they kind of saw what was going on with my hair, they were like, Lab, I think you've forgotten your afro comb, mate. Like, what's going on? You need the clippers there.
I'm loving this album. And you, my friend, have been very, very busy. I mean, you moved to LA. I want to talk about the track Miracle, first of all, because there's a lot of you in this track. This is all about dealing with being creative and fame. And I know from you, from speaking to you before, your first love was always the studio and producing sounds. And I think that with this song, it kind of tells about a story of relationships between, and like most relationships, it becomes complicated. You go from, like, you know, being the producer to this extreme fame and then having to deal with that. And moving to LA has allowed you to kind of deal with that in a better sense than having been back in London and Hackney.
Yeah, no, totally. I just kind of wanted to make a record that kind of talks about getting back to almost that the magic, and I wanted it to feel magical as well, and that's why it was kind of called Miracle. But it also is part of the story of my album as well, where it's just the kid selling his imagination to a businessman for success. Miracle was like the kid having a dream of what he will become in the future, and so that kind of gives him motivation to want to go and chase that dream.
Yeah, and that can be hard. When you kind of break the scene first. Now, let's go back, like, you know, 10 years ago, Pass Out Yourself and Tiny doing stuff with Earthquake, Express Yourself, Beneath Your Beautiful, all those songs. And when you moved to LA at the time, you worked with huge artists, Weeknd, Sia, Edge, Sheeran, Stormzy, you've worked with Kanye, you've worked with Beyonce. But all these people know the one thing, that you essentially go from being someone who loves music, that wants to make music, to being the CEO of a company and having to run everything.
In many industries, though, like, especially in a lot of creative industries, it's very much, the business already knows what it's doing, and they sign an artist, and that artist basically has a creative dream, but they don't always have a business or a financial dream. And so that part of the industry kind of gets pushed onto you. All of a sudden, you are running a company, and you don't notice that you're running a company. And so that's why a lot of money gets squandered, or people kind of act a bit stupid, and they start buying Lamborghinis, and don't understand that they don't appreciate money.
Yeah, I get it.
And so that happens a lot, because you're just like, especially if you're a kid that didn't have much money, for your life to just change around and you're making a million here or $100,000 there, it can be a big thing to deal with. And so for me, it was just kind of like understanding with success coming to you, what success you want to achieve, because that can become a thing where you get lost in just trying to make money instead of actually doing what you came to do in the first place, you know?
Well, this is one of the things that I think, and I have to say this, right? It's like you went to Hogwarts and you're a wizard now. Because I watched the deconstruction. No, I mean this. I watched the deconstruction video online of some of the work you did with Euphoria, particularly at the Zendaya track, All For Us, like, and we start off with the clavinet, and then there's like the layer, then the industrial sound comes in, and then you've got the HBO choir coming in going, I'm taking it all for us. Yeah. And then a marching band. I'm like, God, this guy's vision is amazing.
Yeah, that I kind of always have seen music that way. I think in the pop environment, it didn't always kind of warrant that, because it's like, lad, we're trying to get daytime radio. Like, what are you talking about, marching band? Mate, just put that stuff down. Let's just kind of, let's make a good chorus, you know? And so to be in a space that, like, kind of champion creating in that way, it's kind of like a kid being in a toy shop, you know? And I feel like I've got so much stuff to play with, you know?
On hearing the Euphoria soundtrack album, and that is over 10 million streams in its first week, the first thing that went through my head is, am I going to be talking to Lab, or am I going to be talking to the next John Williams? I'm kind of there. I think, I don't know what went on in that room between you and Sam Levinson when you were doing that for HBO, but I was just kind of going, wow, there's a vision here. And some of the people you worked with there, like Kanye and Beyonce as well, what was that like?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. Like, and of course, working on the Euphoria soundtrack was grueling. It was definitely intense, and Sam left a lot of it to me. He was very clear about what he wanted. It was very simple. He was just like, Lab, I just want you to be yourself. And I really respected that with him. He just was like, I'm trying to get that kind of magic out of you, so I don't want you to do anything else but do what you do. And that just evolved into being the record. And then, of course, working with Beyonce and Kanye was great experiences, because it just helped me grow as a creative. Because these guys, they're world-class, you know, and so they want world-class production, world-class creativity and ideas. So it definitely, it puts you under pressure. You definitely get put under pressure, and you're like, whoa, it helps you develop as a creative.
I would like to think that as a creator too as well, they learned a lot from you, because I've seen, I like even the most recent performance, the live performance from The One Show the other night, and I was just watching, I was like going, God, you know, you're shredding on the guitar. I'm kind of going, wow, this is you're doing stuff here that I haven't seen from you before, and I love that, because it's the multi-instrumentalness thing, and it's so beautiful to see that you've taken that time out to learn all these instruments. That obviously was grueling enough.
Yeah, the thing is, I've always played, but it went on my first one, it wasn't at the forefront, and a lot of people didn't really see it, you know. So I've always played instruments, but for me, I just wanted to make definitely part of my show. And on my first run, I think a lot of things were pushed towards being a commercial artist. So it was just like, just stand there and sing. And I was like, no, man, I'm a musician. That's what I do, you know. So on this next one, I thought it was important that people know that, like, I sat down with that band for like 2 weeks working out how to put like all those people on stage, you know. So I'm definitely well into my music.
I was enjoying a lot of the stuff that you did in 2018, along with Sia and Diplo as well. So there was like Thunderclouds, Genius, Audio, big songs over here. That all kicked off with a writing session with you and Sia, and then there was a transformation into, hey guys, look, you got an album here. Let's put it out there.
Yeah. A few years ago, we wrote Oblivion, and that song kind of made me and Sia go, we love working together. Let's do it again. We ended up writing some songs just to make the album, and for writing songs' sake, because we like to work together.
Well, that's the actual song. Yeah. That's a song I've chosen. I'm actually going to play that song today, Oblivion. I love it. The reason why is it's the strong strings and the start, and even when it comes in, it's a real labyrinth sound to me. And I'll tell you exactly where it brings me back to. It brings me to Earthquake. You know that part of the song where it goes, I predict an earthquake up in here.
Yeah, totally.
And I love that, because that's the first time I ever heard that gospel vibe, which I know was in your heart. And that's very evident on Oblivion, which is why that's one of the songs from the album that I love. Imagination, the Misfit Kid, I'm drawn there. Like,
Oblivion's one of my favourites on the record, because I always wanted to kind of work with strings. I just feel like the song's got this haunting energy. When we wrote it, it was really in its bare bones, and then like it kind of just developed into me wanting to turn it into this kind of orchestral ensemble, and just slowly kind of make it feel like the record was almost like the theme song. Like, I kind of called it my end title to the album, and so like the end credits will go up while this song is playing, and so that's how this record kind of gets me, you know.
Oh no, I love it. Now that's the song I'm going to play right now here. Before I go, you're a dad now. You've got a 1-year-old. How do you get the time to do all these things?
Bro, it's so fun.
I would say you're the best dad. You're like, come into the studio. Why don't we play along with my toys?
mate, it's literally like that though. But I haven't even, most parents force their you know, like kind of their craft onto their kids. And my kid is just like, she sees my sim and she's like, I'm playing that piano, and literally while, sometimes I set up in my house and I like to work on music while I'm chilling with her, and she just comes over and she's just like, cool, I'm making a beat now. It's got nothing to do with you. And so, yeah, I love that for me.
No, I just have this vision of, now listen, you can play with the Fisher Price Garage or you can play with Ableton. Which one would you like to go?
That's exactly right.
all the colors, bang, 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 bang.
That's exactly it.
It has been such a pleasure talking to you. And listen, I wish you continued success, Slab. The Imagination of the Misfit Kid, it's out now. Everybody check it out. This is Oblivion from that album. Take it easy, Lab.
Take care, my bro. Fergal Darcy, Today FM.